Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won the grand final.
He's got the ball. Jared Hayes.
What a hit.
Superstar, superhuman. Call him what you like. The speed of a bullet. He hits it. He's got it.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. It's been one hell of a weekend, a heap of movement happening and a couple of moves by players that happened at the end of last week that we didn't quite get to touch on. So I thought I'm just going to round up all the player movement over the last few days because there has been some interesting moves by certain players. The first one I'm going to talk about is the one that officially broke yesterday. That was Joe Offa-Hengawi. Now, we all saw at the end of last week that he changed his Instagram bio to ex-Bronco player. I mean, the writing was on the wall for this one. I think everyone knew he was going to wind up at the West Tigers, and I'll be honest with you, I'm a little bit 50-50 on this one. Joe Offa-Hengawi, when he was playing his best footy up at the Brisbane Broncos, when he was playing Origin and whatnot, he looked promising, but I'll tell you what, he's nothing like the player that I thought he was going to be at this point of his career. I really thought he was going to kick on really well, and I thought he was going to be one of the better forwards in the game, to be honest with you. I haven't quite seen it so far, and I've heard very mixed reviews from a lot of Brisbane people as per the role that he was playing in the club up there. I've heard that he was one of the ones sort of kicking stones around last year. So it's going to be interesting because whilst life won't be as hard as last year at the Broncos, my God, the West Tigers, it could be as difficult. It has the potential to be a really tough season for him. Under a coach like Michael Maguire, it could be absolutely anything. It's interesting he's going to go from, you know, having Anthony Seibold to Michael Maguire, the two last South Sydney coaches, pretty similar characters in some ways. Michael Maguire obviously is a lot more extreme, so it's going to be interesting to see how Joe O goes. He's a guy that I spoke about at the end of the last season a lot as a super coach guy to pick up in draft comps, simply because of injuries, his dual position, he was going to play minutes, but I'm really not sure about the sort of player he's going to be. If the Tigers can get the absolute best out of him, they've got a star, but what I've seen over the last few years, I am a little bit worried about this signing. Once again, happy to be proven wrong. Another move that's happened is Josh Alloye leaving the West Tigers, arriving at Manly, and I love this signing. I'm a really big fan. I feel like he's just been treading water at the West Tigers for a while now. He's a really talented footballer with a lot to offer, and we've seen it in glimpses, and I think at Manly they'll get the very best out of him. I think he'll love that siege mentality of it's us versus the world. There's guys that have left there in Adam Fanua Blake, Corey Waddell, a couple of other forwards, so someone needs to step up there. I'm sure Marty Tapau will be stepping up, but they're going to need Josh Alloye to play his very best footy, and from what I've seen him at the West Tigers, I think he's got it in him. I think this is going to be a really good signing. I'm really excited about this one. He's one to put on your Supercoach radar. He's got a, you know, he just scores points. He finds a way. He's got really good base stats. He's got an attacking stat in him. And he's, you know, he's no stranger to a sneaky try as well. So Josh Alloye is one that I really like for NRL and for Supercoach. I think he's going to be a really good signing. And the thing that I love about him welcoming into this Manly pack is his body shape. And I talk about this occasionally about how I believe that in your forward pack, you need all different sorts of body shapes. And he brings that sort of David Clemmer. He's that tall sort of, he's not skinny, but he's lean. And I really like to have that sort of footballer in my team. And also the way the game's moving, a guy like him, he can get an offload. He's got a good length to him. He's got a good reach. I really like having guys like this in my footy side. I think Josh Alloye is going to be a brilliant signing. I think we're going to finish the 2021 season talking about him right up there with the best forwards. I think he's going to be sensational for them. I'm hoping he plays in the front row. I've seen him play on the edge at 13 a little bit, but I really hope he just owns that 10 jersey left by Adam Fanua Blake. I think I'd start him, and I'd his name escapes me, but I'd bring the big unit off the bench, Paseka. I think that'd be a really good combo. Aloyer to start, Paseka on in the 25th, 30th minute. I think it'd be really dangerous. Another guy that's been signed by the Manly Seagulls over the last few days is Jason Saab. Now, Jason Saab's a guy that he really impressed me at St. George when he played, and I think it was pretty obvious he wasn't happy there. So when he's at a club that he is happy at, Jason Saab could be absolutely anything. I really like this signing again. Kick targets, they're so crucial in the game. And Cherry Evans, we've seen what he's done with Ruben Garrick. He's got just a pinpoint kick on him. I think he'll be sensational. Interesting to see if he starts. I mean, George Tafua seems to have a mortgage on one wing. Ruben Garrick's on the other. Can Saab jump into the centres? Can Ruben Garrick move in there? I think George Tafua was always going to be a winger. So it's going to be interesting. Jason Saab, I don't think he's going to walk straight into this team. He's going to have to earn it. But once again, when we're talking body shapes, it's hard to keep a guy like him out of the side. He's a kick target. It's fantastic. Obviously, unfortunately, Jason Saab seems to have been really good mates with young Keith Titmus that passed away the other day. I've seen him in social media. They were obviously very good mates. So I think it's really good for Jason Saab to come to Manly now. I think I saw him post the other day about how he gets to walk past a memorial on the wall at Manly every day of him, and I think that's fantastic. Just a good rugby league story. I think this is where he needs to be. St. George wasn't working for him. He wasn't working for St. George, realistically. So I really like this move. I think it's close to perfect. Another man that has moved clubs well, he's moving clubs in 2022, is Matty Burton. Now, this is the guy at the start of the season that I said should be the Penrith 5'8". How wrong I was. Jerome Luai obviously was the man for the job. But I'm telling you, Matt Burton, he's got something special. He's got a bit of a Stephen Larkham feel to him, if you remember from the early 2000s, watching the Wallabies play there, 5'8". Big, rangy body, and I think eventually this is going to be the way moving forward for halves and 5'8". I think they are going to become a little bit more lanky, and I really like Matt Burton. He's got all the skills in the world, all the ability, and I mean, he has already worked with Trent Barrett, and I think Trent Barrett's going to get the very best out of him and Kyle Flanagan, and if they can build, you know, a forward pack of slightly older heads that can win the ruck, I think these two can do anything over the next few years, Matty Burton and Kyle Flanagan. I'm really excited about it. Kyle Flanagan would definitely be excited about it. I think Trent Barrett's known that he was going to get Matt Burton for quite some time. I think he wanted him for 2021. To get him in 2022, it's still a great signing. He's one of the best young halves in the game. And, I mean, as much as you would want him for next season, giving a guy like him another season with Jerome Luai and Nathan Cleary and under Ivan Cleary, I mean, you're not really losing out there. I really do like this signing by Canterbury. I think they're heading in the right direction. 2021, I don't think they're going to, you know, move the needle heaps, but I think in the future their squad is developing really nicely under Trent Barrett. I really like it. Another guy that's moved to the New Zealand Warriors is Sean O'Sullivan. Now, this is a guy at the end of last season that I spoke about a lot. I thought he was the best seven at Brisbane. I stand by that. I think he's a fantastic little ball player. He just needs an opportunity. Obviously, his father that was on my podcast a few months ago, he's the recruitment officer there. Sean is a really talented little seven. He just needs an opportunity. He's obviously going to be a depth signing. He's not going to knock Chanel Harris-Tavita or Cody Nikorima out of this side. But if Sean O'Sullivan gets a job at some point at the New Zealand Warriors, he's going to make it count. He's a halfback that can play. Don't doubt him. Another one that re-signed with South Sydney is Kulamantungi, and I love this one. I'm not a fan of the fact they've let go of Bailey Sirenan. I don't understand that one. But this kid, Kulamantungi, he's going to be a sensation. And if, due to salary cap pressure, they had to make the choice between Kulamantungi and Bailey Sirenan, I understand that's a really tough call. And I'm not going to say they've made the wrong choice. I'm not going to say they made the right choice. In a few years' time, we'll know. But two sensational footballers, I guess it came down to one or the other. Kulamantungi, he is a mascot boy. Slightly bigger body, a bit more explosiveness, probably what they need. I really like this kid. I think he could potentially cement a second row spot by the end of the season to be his very own. And if he does, he is super coach relevant because he has got big stats in him. A kid that I really like. I think he's got a lot of potential. Another one that I really like is re-signed with the Tigers, and that's Sean Bloor. Now, he's the man that went head-to-head with Nathan Brown in his debut. So if you go back and watch that game, he went toe-to-toe with one of the toughest guys in rugby league. So that says enough about him for me. I think this is a really good re-signing by the Tigers. He was sort of playing in the middle that night. From what I've gathered, there's a really good chance he's going to play out on the edge. So he's definitely one to watch for your super coach. in 2021 if he does get, you know, a 60-minute-plus gig, especially in your draft teams. He could be a good little late pickup there, Sean Bloor. I'm a big fan of him. He's a tough fella, and I just like what he brings. If you're willing to go toe-to-toe with Nathan Brown in your debut, you're the sort of guy I want in the trenches with me. So keep an eye on him. Obviously, the Tigers have had a few guys depart, and they've had a few guys come in, so their pack, it could look very different next year. A couple of injuries, this kid could be a star. I think he's a really good little draft prospect to keep on the side if you've got space for him.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.